to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ. We're working together to build wealth and a life that's really worth living. This is for people who want more out of life. They're like me. They wanted to be wealthy. They want to live. I call it a life worth living. You know, for me, working a job, living paycheck to paycheck, that's not a life worth living at all. And then it's for people who are beginning to recognize that you shouldn't just want more out of life. You actually need it. You know, it's a requirement. The idea of just, you know, going to school, getting a job, working for 40 years sucks. It's terrible. It's a horrible idea. It doesn't work, except for the people who make, you know, $250,000, $300,000 a year and save $100,000 a year. Yeah, you could get by with just a job. But I wouldn't have even been satisfied with that. Not working 40, 50 hours a week. I figured out ways to make way more money than that. Working 10 hours a month. So that's what this show is about. That's who it's for. The key is both of those groups of people are actually willing to do something about it. Not just talk about it, not just listen to a radio show, but get out there and actually do something with the material that we're teaching. And I want to talk about why this show exists a little bit. I go back to the comment I made about just working, you know, working a job and going to work, going home, go to work, go to home. And that's really why we exist, is because it doesn't work. It doesn't give you a life that you're proud of when you're done. It's a life that's filled with regret. Let's talk about what we do first. I guess we'll talk about why we do it. This show exists because 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 26% are dead by age 65. Let me say that number again so you get it. 26% of us are dead by age 65. Yet we're told to put off living and scrimp and save for the golden years. 26% of us don't even get the golden years. The idea of putting off living for some promise in the future is completely ridiculous, because by 65, the average American has about $170,000 liquid. Now, we live 18.5 years in retirement, so divide $170,000 by 18. That's less than $10,000 a year. How many of you are going to retire off of $10,000 a year? It's just not going to happen. So, again, why we do it? People are suffering. Our formal educational system has failed. In 1974, we really became responsible for our own retirement. Not too many pensions after that. However, the government added no classes to our high schools on how to invest or build wealth for retirement, which is probably a good thing. As Milton Friedman said, the government solution to a problem is usually as bad as the problem. So it's probably a good idea they didn't add classes. But here's the good news. We know what the 5% that do retire successfully are doing, and I'll touch on that in a minute. We stop the suffering by educating, motivating, and encouraging others with the knowledge that the rich share with their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. And it's not that the poor and the middle class don't want to share these ideas. They just can't because they don't know them. If they knew them, they wouldn't be poor and middle class. See, think back. Were your parents multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Probably not. Your parents were probably living paycheck to paycheck and broke, like most Americans. So when they gave you financial advice, would it be wise to listen to them? No. They love you, they care about you, but they just didn't know. You go back to your high school teachers, were they multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Were your college professors multimillionaire entrepreneurs teaching you about money? No. So the poor and the middle class stay poor and middle class, not because the rich are trying to hurt them. It's because they just are passing on the wrong beliefs decade after decade, generation after generation, and so on. Again, go back to the 5%. The 5% who do retire successfully all have one thing in common: second, and sometimes even third and fourth, streams of income. They don't rely solely on a job for their income, period. It just doesn't work. Then I want to talk about the true goal and why the 5% are so right in what they do. A lot of people, and there's companies, radio shows, talking about retirement, 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 retirement. That's not the goal. Retirement sucks. I did it at 30 for 6 months, went right back to work. I was forced into retirement for a couple of years, a year or two ago. Hated it. You can only sip Mai Tais under a palm tree for so long. You can only fish so much. You can only play golf so much before you start asking this question: why am I even here? Is this really the purpose of life? To just retire and sit on your butt waiting to die? Or to travel or to whatever? There's only so much traveling you can do. No, retirement is not the goal. Financial independence is the goal. And it has nothing to do with age. Nothing. As I mentioned, I retired at 30. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. If you've got a question for me, don't worry about the subject matter I'm covering. If you've got a question about building wealth, buying your first single family home, maybe you have a fear about investing in real estate that needs to be addressed, maybe you're a little embarrassed about the question, give a fake name, but give me a call. Let's get that question answered. Don't ever forget, I started with bad credit, no money, and no knowledge of real estate investing, so I've asked every stupid question you can possibly imagine. I have a deep respect for so-called stupid questions, so feel free to give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, it's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. at gettotalwealth.com. So, as we were discussing in the first segment, retirement is not the goal. Retirement is your last step before death. It's not something you should be looking forward to. You should figure out a way to never do it. You know, stay young. Just stop aging so you never have to retire. Unfortunately, nobody's been able to figure that out so far. So we all end up reaching a point where we're too old to work or too unhealthy to work. It's not a fun subject to discuss. And then some of us will be healthy right up to the day, and I hope that this is what happens to me. I'd like to work until the day I die. I don't want to stop helping and serving other people, and I guarantee you don't either. You know, I say it, but and I say it in a funny way, but retirement sucks, just like getting old sucks. It's not something that you look forward to. You should have a life now that you look forward to. Do it now, while you're young, while you can enjoy it. So building this second stream of income does seem to be the only thing that's working in the United States. So what are we doing to build a second stream of income? What I want to do is just do a quick analysis of a little 30-unit apartment. Now remember that a 30-unit apartment, even though small, is not single family. Single family is 1 to 4 units. Duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, oddly enough, are considered single family. You're not an apartment until you're 5 units and up. So at 30 units, you're an apartment, and everything changes when you become an apartment. One of the biggest mistakes that I see people make is they go, well, I have 20 rent houses. I'm going to go buy a 20-unit apartment. Well, here's the problem. Running an apartment is totally different from running single family. Totally different. I buy property. I bought, back when I was doing small apartments, 10, 22, 23, 40, I bought them from former single family investors. I think every one of them who bought an apartment and then suddenly got slaughtered and they wanted to sell to me thinking I was stupid to buy it. But every time I bought them, within a month or two, they were positive cash flow. You know, they were rocking. Why? Because I had taken courses on owning apartments. They had not. And that falls into the lazy, greedy, and arrogant principle. If you don't know that principle, those are the three things that kill: greed, laziness, and arrogance. Greed, you're not willing to pay for the education. Laziness, you're not willing to sit, you know, for a day or 2 days to learn this material. And arrogance, this is not rocket science. I'll figure it out as I go. Okay? So those three things kill. But if you're going, if you get yourself educated, take a course on real estate investing, like ours, if not ours, somebody's. Here's what we do with a 30-unit apartment to generate a second stream of income. Now, a little 30-unit apartment's only going to produce you about $6,000 a month profit. But some of you, that's more than you're making at work right now. Others of you, you would need 100 units. You would need 150 units, something like that. In this case, we're picking this property up for about $50,000 a door or $1.5 million. Why so cheap? The reason is because we're buying properties that, I hate this phrase, but it's a common phrase in the industry, have a lot of hair on them. They are nasty. They're beat up. In this particular case, this 30-unit apartment needs $400,000 in rehab. It's 30% vacant. It has no laundromat. No charge. They don't charge for parking. Just, it's completely mismanaged. Completely mismanaged. And as a result, we're able to pick it up for $50,000 a door, plus the $400,000 in rehab, plus the closing costs, which are going to be expensive on an apartment like this, about $100,000. That puts our all-in price, purchase price, rehab, and closing costs at about $2 million. Now, we're going to have to come up with about 30% of that to convince a bank to loan us the balance, or about $600,000. So what you could ask now is, where in the heck do I get $600,000? Well, you could use personal funds. You could use your IRA. You could use your 401k without tax or penalty. Let me say that again. You could use your IRA or 401k without tax or penalty. You could get it from friends or relatives. There's even rare circumstances that you could get it by, you know, you could use credit cards for your down payment or debt equity in your home. Some of you have a tremendous amount of debt equity in your home. Dumbest thing in the world is to pay off your home unless you're already financially independent. If you're not financially independent and you have your home paid off, that's debt equity. You're harming yourself by doing that. So the way that we do it is we generally partner together. A bunch of the members, six members, put up $100,000 each. And then they go and buy the apartment, and their mission is to raise the net operating income. On this particular deal, it's going to be easy to raise the net operating income because, as I mentioned, they're already 30% vacant. If you just got the nine units that are vacant occupied, that would increase your net operating income, increasing the value of the property. And I want you to, if you are in a place to write this down, do it. Here's the principle. If you increase the net operating income by $1, you have increased the value of the property by $17. Write that down and remember it. Now I'm going to give you a quick test. If you raise the net operating income, excuse me, NOI, by $100,000, what have you increased the value of the property? $1.7 million. Excuse me. So do you see why we love buying property with a lot of hair on it? Because we can increase the NOI. We can dramatically increase the value of the property. In this particular case, this little 30-unit apartment, it only had about $160,000 a year in net operating income. Divided by 8%, which would be the capitalization rate that a bank would want on a high-risk deal like this. Why is it high risk? It's got 30% vacancy, the rents are low, and it needs $400,000 in rehab. So the bank looks at this as high risk. I look at it as low risk. Excuse me. But what you do is you simply divide the NOI, $160,000, by 0.08, the capitalization rate. And that gives you a value of $2 million. Well, our all-in price is $2 million. The NOI divided by the cap rate says it's worth $2 million. So the bank would be willing to loan the $1.4 million. We put up $600,000. They put up $1.4 to buy the property. Now, the minute we get the property, we're going to take some serious action steps. The action steps are, we're going to rehab the entire exterior, rehab all 30 interiors, raise the rents to market rent, fill up the vacant units, and add a laundromat. What is that going to do to the net operating income? You guessed it. It's going to increase it dramatically. In this case, we took this property from $160,000 a year net operating income to $240,000 a year net operating income. Now, something changes with the bank at this point. Remember, before we rehabbed it, before we got it occupied, before we raised the rents, this was a high-risk deal. Now that we've done all that, is it a high-risk deal anymore? No. When we come back from the break, I'm going to show you how we lowered the capitalization rate and doubled the value of the property, making $2 million. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free two-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, the phone lines are open. If you want to join me, go ahead now. Don't worry about the subject matter I'm covering. If you've got a question about anything to do with your real estate investing, or maybe you're thinking about building some wealth with some real estate, adding it to your portfolio, and you've got some fears or concerns about doing that, give me a call, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, so what we've done is we've increased our net operating income on this 30-unit apartment. Oh, the timeline would be about 18 months to 2 years to pull this off, even on a small one. Okay, with that said, have I seen it done in 12 months? Yes. I've even seen it done in 6 or 7 months. But just for safety's sake, let's say it takes 2 years. At the end of the 2 years, we've completed our rehab, we've evicted all the bad tenants, put in new tenants, raised the rents, put in a laundromat, probably in a 30-unit, you wouldn't charge for parking, but on some of the big complexes you would for preferred parking. But all of that increases the NOI. And what we now have is a $240,000 a year NOI. We go back to the bank now and we say, look, we've rehabbed the complex, we've increased the NOI, we want to refinance this and pull our down payment out. What they're going to do is they're going to lower their cap rate. Remember, before they wanted an 8% cap rate because it was a high-risk deal. They now only need a 6% cap rate because it's no longer a high-risk deal. It's a low-risk deal. So you take the $240,000 and divide it by 0.06, and guess what? New value, $4 million. We bought it for $2 million. It's now worth $4 million. We've doubled the value of the property in about 24 months. We then refinance and pull out $1 million. $1 million. So if you had had $100,000 in this deal, that would be a 167% rate of return over 2 years, or 84% annualized rate of return. What I want you to think about is, are you making an 84% rate of return where your money is now? So the next thing to understand is, guess how much tax we owe on that $1 million? None. Because it's a loan. Zero. Now, I don't have time to explain that. Hopefully you understand that. But we don't owe any tax on that. But let's look at the total impact for you and your family. Now, instead of six of us putting up $100,000 each, pretend that you put up all $600,000. You had $600,000 in an IRA or equity in your house or a 401k, and you bought the apartment. Total impact. You still have $1.6 million equity in the property. You have $1 million in your pocket. You turned $600,000 into $2.6 million in 2 years. Do you realize that most people work for 40 years and don't have 10% of that in savings? After working 40 years. I should not pull punches. 45 years. People work for 45 years, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, and what they have to show for it is $170,000. Not even 10% of what you created in just 2 years. Do you see why we love commercial real estate? Self-storage, assisted living, RV parks, mobile home parks, apartment complexes. I could go on and on. Strip shopping centers. It's just incredible. Incredible what you can do when you take control of your life and start investing in something that's actually made to make you rich. See, the stock market is where people try to get rich, but the stock market was never designed to make the average person rich. It was designed to help the average person keep up with inflation. And it does a really good job of that. Over the last 70 or 80 years, the average rate of return, including dividends, is about 7% out of the stock market. That beats inflation. Does it make you wealthy or financially independent? No. But that's not what it's there for. It's there to keep up with inflation, which, as I described, it does pretty well at. But if you want to be wealthy, if you want more out of life, you've got to go do what 70% of the millionaires in America do. They own real estate. So if you got questions about anything I covered on today's show, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Now here's the fun thing. You know we pay little to no taxes on all that money? Let's say we got, out of that $240,000, we have $150,000 net or cash flow. Do we owe taxes on that $150,000? Yes. Are we going to pay it? No. We might be able to depreciate $120,000, even though we put $150,000 in our pocket. We only pay taxes on the difference between the depreciation and the cash flow. In that scenario, $150,000 cash flow, $120,000 in depreciation, we're only paying taxes on $30,000. Then, when we sell the property and pull the $2 million profit out, do we owe taxes on that? Yes. Are we going to pay it? No. We're going to go buy a bigger apartment complex with that $2 million and get more cash flow and build more wealth. And by doing so, we pay no taxes on that $2 million profit. Can you see why real estate investors account for 70% of the millionaires in the U.S.? They make the most money and they pay the lowest taxes. So, you need some real estate in your portfolio. It just amazes me that people don't think that way. They don't go, what are all successful people doing? Well, 70% of them own real estate. I think I'll own some real estate. This is what people are doing. This is what's actually happening. What do most successful people do? 70% of them own real estate. Real estate's risky. I don't think I'll do it. What? We just explained to you that 70% of the millionaires in America did it with real estate. If it was so risky, why would 70% of the millionaires be using it? See, risky is to have a job and no other source of income. That's the highest risk position you can possibly be in the United States. Real estate, which makes money in both the up and down markets, is much, much lower risk than sitting on your butt, going to a job every day, and coming home for your quote-unquote guaranteed paycheck. And to do that, you have to be in some type of denial where you're going, oh, 9/11 will never happen again. 2008 will never happen again. COVID will never happen again, which we all know those things will happen again. And millions of people lose their jobs. Again, the highest risk position you could possibly be in is to have a sole source of income from a job and somehow be uneducated enough to think that there's such a thing as a guaranteed paycheck. There isn't. It's a lie. So, all right, we're coming up on the final segment of the show. If you've got a question for me, I need you to call now. It's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is the gettotalwealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You can call me at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, you need to call me right now to give us plenty of time to get the answer out to you. It's 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. Let's go straight to the phone lines. We're going to go to Northwest Houston and talk to Jim. Jim, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you?
Excellent. How can I help?
I'd just like to get your thoughts about some vacation rental properties down on the coast. I'm thinking I've just obtained one thing about adding to my portfolio, especially since the pandemic. I see a lot of people not flying as much and driving down to get a little relief from the cabin fever, so to
they
speak.
Are.
What
they
are your
are.
Thoughts on that?
I actually like it if it doesn't become too management intense. I prefer single family homes with year long leases. You know, you sign, fire and forget type management. So it just depends on how intense it is. If you've got somebody else managing it, taking care of the laundry and preparing it for the next renter, that's really cool. But if Jim, if you end up working a tremendous amount, you end up reducing your rate of return. Let's say you're making a 25% cash on cash rate of return, but you're doing all the work. What's your time worth? You have to subtract it from that 25% rate of return. So be cautious. Do they work? Yes. Can they make a lot of money? Heck yeah. And it's going to be even better when COVID ends. So yeah, it can work. Just make sure that you calculate your time into the deal.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Take care. Yeah, I like, you know, it's like a Airbnb. I like Airbnbs when somebody else manages them, not when I manage them. It's just too much doggone work. The other problem I'm having with the Airbnbs is I'm talking to people with them. Their rate of return is the same as my annual leases. So they're doing all this turnover, all of this stuff, and I'm making 15 to 25% rate of return on my single family rentals. They're making 15 to 25%. Doesn't make any sense to do all that extra work, in my opinion. So be cautious. Make sure that you account for your time and effort. It wouldn't be worth it for me at my point, but it might still be worth it if you're just starting out. I don't think it might. It probably would be worth it if you're just starting out to put in a little elbow grease to start building that wealth, start building that second stream of income with Beach Rentals. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And again, the phone lines are 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Here's an email. Rent increase on turnkeys. This is an interesting question. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. You've bought property in multiple states, which means they're all 30 minutes away from you or more. They're in control of the materials. They're in control of the labor. You're only able to increase rents, 3% or so a year. Yeah, the more I read this. Okay, stop buying property out of the state. This is a grass is always greener on the other side of the fence concept. And what do we know about the grass? It's the same color on both sides of the fence. In fact, here in Houston, there is tremendous, incredible opportunity with even more coming at the end of the year. And you went to Oklahoma, you went to Louisiana, you went to... I don't even understand the thought process behind that. You should really keep all of your properties single family within 30 minutes of your home or your main place of business. Do not buy stuff all over the country thinking the grass is greener. It makes me think, that you're not an investor, you're a speculator. You're trying to pick the parts of the country with a crystal ball that are going to go up in value. And it doesn't work. That's crystal ball. What do we know about crystal balls? They're not real. So I would sell these properties as quickly as possible. You have no control whatsoever. And the sales pitch of a turnkey deal where they've done all the work is false. They did all the work. They get all the profit. You're left with a little cash flow. Maybe. and you hope the property goes up in value, which is speculation, not investing. So my recommendation, sell those three houses, take whatever equity you get out of those from the sale, and buy yourself a bunch of houses here in the greater Houston area. And please take a course on real estate investing. Doesn't have to be mine, but it's got to be somebody's, so you don't make mistakes like this in the future. Oh, and lastly, don't get discouraged. Everybody who doesn't take a course on real estate investing does ineffective stuff at first, because you're trial and erroring it. You're not doing what works. You're going out there and trying stuff, seeing what works, trying stuff, seeing what doesn't work, and so on. Instead of doing that, go spend a grand, take a course. Ours is only $500, and learn this stuff so you do it right the first time. And no more turnkey out-of-state deals. Turnkey basically means all the profits sucked out of it, and out-of-state means you're a speculator, not an investor, as a rule. All right, Amina, I appreciate the email. Hope I wasn't too harsh. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let me see. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 rent properties. 2,000 dollars a month cash flow. I love it. This is Alfredo. Fifty percent down. Okay, that explains the high cash flow. I still love it, but I'm not a fan of 50% down. It sounds like you don't know how to use hard money loans. See, leverage is the key to financial success. Debt, there. It's been said. You've heard it. You can't unhear it. It's a lie. Like you go on talk about, I've got them on 15-year notes. I'm going to pay them off and stuff like this. This is a very poor and middle-class strategy to pay off your real estate. This is going to cut your cash-on-cash rate of return by 60 or 70%. We never pay our real estate off. And until you're financially independent, you should never pay your home off. So when you ask, did I do the right thing, Alfredo, I don't think so. Now, are you going to win? Yes. Yeah, so let me put it this way. I love what you did, but you could have tweaked it a little bit. 1 minute. You could have done a lot better by only putting 10% down. You could have done a lot better by not under-leveraging your property. You could have gotten more cash flow by putting it on 30-year notes, because, again, the goal is not to pay them off. So there's a lot of things we could have tweaked, Alfredo, but I am so proud of you for what having the courage to do it. You did it in an overly safe way, in my opinion, and that's why your actual rate of return is going to be relatively low. You could have tweaked it a little bit. Well, we've run out of it. But Alfredo, I will email you, and we will talk here pretty soon. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.